All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, before we get to some of the other news, let me give you an update. We are a little bit over an hour away from the tag deadline here. So let me give you the update. We have so far tagged as Higgins, T. Higgins, Legarius Sneed, Brian Burns, Justin Umbuke, never pronounced the name right, the Baltimore defensive tackle, Antoine Whitfield, and Jalen Johnson. And the reports say Saquon, Christian Wilkins will not be tags. I guess there's no surprises there, really.
And what? So, and Duggar got the transaction tag.
Transition tag. But there is a little bit of breaking news here regarding the Seattle Seahawks. We understand they have a brand new coach. Mike McDonald is their coach, which means a different defense they've run before. So they've decided to release both Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
That's both. Two of their safeties.
Both their safeties, saving $27.5 million. Does that surprise you, though, with a new defense, new coach coming in?
I'm surprised that they would get rid of both of them.
Yeah,
it does save them a you-know-what load of money. Obviously, Adams is the bigger name nationally around here. Look, with Tracy Walker gone, depending on the money, I'd have no problem with Quandre Diggs coming in. He was never here under the new administration, but he would fit this culture a lot.
Yeah, it tells me Seattle's going to go young. They're going to hit the draft heavy. They're drafting starters, not just guys to come in and back up. Yeah, they're hitting the reset button out there. So it's going to be interesting to see because, I would have gotten rid of one, not both.
Yeah, probably keep Diggs because Adams would have been the most money there you could save there. So yesterday
we did a
mock draft, and in the mock draft it had J.J. McCarthy getting drafted number four, a trade up for the Giants. Well, we might understand why. There's a report here, and Rich Eisen continued the report, but there's a report here that the Giants are having buyer's remorse on Daniel Jones.
Oh, gee, a little late.
They know they're stuck for another year, but they are having buyer's remorse, basically saying, yeah, he ain't it. And Rich Eisen went on to say on his show that the team is regretting the $160 million they gave to him, and they are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Not only that, I think they're done with Saquon. You're about to see the Giants seriously hit the reset button. Somebody's going to be like this because he's not going to be happy. But at least they admit now we've made mistakes. We're not going to pay these high price tags. We're going to go young. I do think they're going to try to move up in the draft. But, yeah, between that and Daniel Jones' contract that you knew back then, this was a bad deal. He wasn't that good.
I think they go for like a bridge quarterback before they would even draft J.J. and take, if he's still there, what's his face, Neighbors from LSU. That way you can, if you're going to suck, the quarterback coming out next year, maybe better than J.J. McCarthy.
See, I don't know, because you're sitting right there, what are they, six?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like one of those, are you ever going to be this bad again? Because think about it. In order to be drafting that high,
right,
you're throwing the entire season away again, and you're telling your fan base, be patient. We're going to serve you hot garbage one more year. I think they're just going to go for it, try to move up to that fourth pick. I'm thinking that they probably go with the Arizona pick, and that's maybe where they go after J.J. and move up two spots to four. It'll cost them another number one, but J.J. better be worth it.
See, if I'm them, if I'm moving up to four, I'm taking Marvin Harrison before I'm taking JJ. But that's just me.
Yeah, get yourself that wide receiver. Someone who's probably a, you don't like to say lock, but he's pretty much a lock.
Yes.
So let's get here to a little 49ers news for you, Rico. One, I think you might agree with, because you also said here that you don't want to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown. But Brandon Ayuk is a trade candidate, according to ESPN's Dan Graziano, because Ayuk is currently, he's set to play on $14 million option this year, but he wants way more than that. He wants to be one of the highest paid wide receivers. And then this news for you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all saw that Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, received a $5 million raise pretty much. He's getting $5 or $6 million a year to be the DC in KC. Mm-hmm. Well, here's why. The Niners explored the possibility of hiring Steve Spagnuolo for their defensive coordinator position after the Super Bowl loss. Thoughts on both of those?
Yeah, David, I knew that was going to happen. I mean, it was almost 24 hours after the Super Bowl, and they really put out some serious feelers to see what's the best way to beat the Chiefs, take their defensive coordinator. And that, the Chiefs got wind of that and said, nope, we're going to lock that up. The Brandon Ayuk thing, I don't like paying wide receivers that much. I think that wide receiver is a position that every year there's going to be a young guy who could do the same thing that this guy is doing. And I know we get caught up on names, but nah, if Ayuk tries to break the bank, you got to let him go because he's, to me, he's not a one of one.
Well, guys, speaking of wide receivers getting paid, I think this guy's about to break the bank. Reports say that the Patriots wanted to land Evans, the wide receiver for the Buccaneers. Of course, he's going back to the Bucs. Calvin Ridley will be their next target, it says. A report here, according to the Boston Globe. They were going to regret maybe paying Calvin Johnson top dollar. Calvin Ridley top dollar.
Yeah, I think he's a good player, but I wouldn't pay him top dollar. Not at all.
No.
I wouldn't bet on him doing it either.
No, because like I said, receivers, and they have a shelf life, and when they start going down, now you're good as a two or a three, but I think Ridley's days is being that one, those are over.
And let's close it out with this, because the NFL Combine just finished over the weekend, and we all know what happens. There's talk everywhere about teams, about players, and about the league. And something that came out is the 18-game schedule. A Pro Football Talk was talking to the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and they talked about moving the trade deadline a week. And then he says, no, we'll probably move it 2 weeks because we're probably one day going to get to 18 games.
There's no doubt that's happening. Yeah. Not a doubt in the world.
Because 17 is a weird number. So, yeah, it's uneven. Yeah, I'm with you, Stoney. You know that this is going to be inevitable. It's like certain things, like the college football playoffs.
Yes.
Eventually we'll hit 16 instead of 14. Now, here's what I don't understand. Why is it still a 53-man roster? If you're playing extra games, it seems like you should at least expand the roster to 60 players.
Of course. First of all, it gives you a chance in case there are injuries, number one. But no, they're not going to do that because the NFL, they don't make enough money. You know what it would cost the NFL to add a few players to each team? Oh, my Lord.
Well, they are a struggling business.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable.
But well, I've never understood. Like, guys, you've expanded. Like, I blame the players' union for this.
Well,
because
it's the worst union in sports.
Because I got to think that, okay, we'll take this expansion, but that means that every team gets 7 extra jobs, which if I'm an older player, I'm excited for because that means maybe I stick around for an extra year or two getting one of those spots. Not a practice spot, but an actual spot because of injuries, you're playing longer games, you now have to travel over the seas to play games. Yeah, this is a horrible union, but yes, to answer your question, David, it's going to hit 18 games. That's inevitable. I don't know what they're waiting on, but
Well, yeah. Apparently to the story, it says they have to wait on maybe a new CBA, which is 2030. But I can imagine before then, they may talk to the players and say, look, let's do this in 4 years, 3 years, or something like that.
They'll tell the players, hey, we're going to get you brand new training tables with your own personal chef. Really? I'm in. Let me sign. Here's some magic beans for you. Yeah, they're just not that smart.
And then nothing happens. You're exactly right about that. And that is In Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.